Welcome to hour number two of the Internet Advisor, and we have often said that this is your part of the program. We'll be talking with some of our listeners about questions that they've emailed to us, and we'll also be talking with, I'm delighted to say, Dave Sawyer, who is a chief technology architect from Microsoft, is going to stick around with us from the first hour, and we'll be talking about the departure of Windows XP, some of the alternatives, and some of the dangers of sticking around with XP. Also have Professor Jeff Inglesby to talk about the Heartbleed virus. All that coming up. Well, I think, guys, we have to say this is one of the most fun kind of programs we've been doing here. The first hour with Governor of our state, Governor Rick Snyder. Wasn't that a lot of fun?
What?
That was a ball.
Yeah. You know, he knows the
He knows his stuff. Right? He knows his stuff.
You know, the only drawback to that whole interview is he didn't bring any Mackinac fudge with him.
He looks pretty trim. I don't think that he indulges too much
no,
himself.
No, he doesn't look like a fudge man at all.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, and his schedule and getting out to do everything around the state that he's doing.
And around the world.
And around the world.
Because he's
right.
been traveling so much.
Yep.
By the way,
selling Michigan.
In studio for a second hour, we got Gary Baker, of course. Cal Carson, our expert in Apple and Mac stuff. And then we also have Eddie Riddell with us. And Shane Hamlin. So we got all of our four techies. And carrying over from the first hour, Dave Sawyer from Microsoft, the Heartland District. He is I have the official title down here, Chief Technology Architect.
You know, really, I it's too much. Why don't you just call him Pumbaa?
Yeah. Or Guru.
No, he's the guy who comes with the toys. He's the gadget.
The toy man.
So he's the grand bully, high cockaloney, bodacious, mo-gunk, high muckety muck.
Oh, yes.
With the toys.
Yeah.
With the toys.
Can
Dave,
you
thanks,
sell that?
Thanks for sticking around.
No problem.
And we also have with us on the line right now Professor Jeff Inglesby. Professor Inglesby, thanks so much for being with us, Jeff. And I should say maybe a happy birthday to you. Am I right?
Yes, you are. I just finished opening my present.
Oh, there you go. We were going to have him in studio with us, and then suddenly last minute realized, hey, wait a minute, I have a cake to eat.
So it was funny when I read the email, Jeff, where he said, wait a minute, I just remembered it's my birthday.
Actually, my wife reminded me that it was my birthday.
Well, Jeff, you're getting a little old there.
Yes.
What, Jeff?
Yeah. Wait a minute, he's still younger than us.
Yeah, you're right. Now, he's an assistant professor and department chair at the University of Detroit Mercy in Detroit, obviously, and is also in charge there of a Center for Cybersecurity and Intelligence Studies. And
that's got to keep him busy.
We're going to tap you in just a little bit, but feel free to jump into the conversation at any point about this Heartbleed virus that's going around now. But I want to get back to you, Dave, before we get too far away from the governor's comments about entrepreneurs, because Microsoft has a very interesting resource you were telling us about in the break.
That's right. We actually have a program for entrepreneurs called BizSpark. And what BizSpark does is it provides resources in the form of free software for 3 years. Web services that get you on the cloud, as well as connections to other entrepreneurs. And so this is a great program. I've sent you a link, and I think you'll have that up on
the
website.
Yeah, we'll have that on the web page so people can take a look at that as well. Now, when you say the free software, what kind of things are you talking about? The business software?
It's mostly developer tools,
Developer
the idea
tools.
Is from an entrepreneur getting stuff going.
Oh, I got
right?
you. Okay.
So when you go to the BizSpark site, it'll list out the tools that are available to you as part of the program. But the idea is, hey, if I'm getting started, here's a great way to get started with a little bit less investment. Right,
and I love it. Okay,
started with some
so this is for
tools.
Software developers primarily.
It is. It's for entrepreneurs that have basically solutions that involve software.
I love that.
Right. So a lot of the kind of the entrepreneurial drive that you see today is around new applications. We have a license to publish apps in the Windows Store that you get for a year, which is a great little savings. So as well
and
as
a user
tools.
Of the Surface, please publish more.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that. Are you teaming up with Dan Gilbert and some of those companies that are growing in his incubator downtown?
Yes.
It sounds like a great resource for them.
Yeah, we actually have made them aware of that, and we also have worked with a couple of the groups down in his incubation area. They're doing some great Windows phone development, mm-hmm. as well as Windows application development. So very fun stuff.
And Ann Arbor has a whole bunch of entrepreneurs out there developing programs as well, too. Well, that's exciting to hear. So that's a very nice resource. If you're interested in, and we are seeing more and more people who are interested in developing applications for particular businesses. And you know, it's kind of interesting, guys, as we're talking about this it's almost like a frontier that just hasn't been explored yet. There's all these fields that applications can be written for, like healthcare.
tremendous number of funds for healthcare, for the different industries, banking. Gary, I know that you're involved in the banking industry. There's got to be a tremendous number of applications that could be written for that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when you think about it, online banking today, not having to go to, not taking a check anywhere, taking a photo of your check using your iPhone or your Android phone and making the deposit that way. Whoever thought we could take a picture of a check and deposit it?
Yeah, I do that now on a regular basis.
And why not?
Yeah, right? Why not? Exactly. It's a marvelous way of using that particular electronic resource. Hey, Jeff, we're going to be talking with you a little bit about this Heartbleed virus coming up to kind of give people a sense of, well, what does it have to do with us? And we, in the first hour, got a pretty good explanation from the governor. Was it you, Shane, that said, or no, Eddie, you said that was the best explanation you had heard about what the Heartbleed was. But when we come back, Jeff, we're going to talk a little bit, maybe ask you to help the folks here in the second hour to get a little sense of the magnitude of the impact of this Heartbleed bug that has existed on some of these servers that are using the OpenSSL. That's Secure Socket Layer. Am I right, Dave?
That's it.
And that is
that's
essentially
exactly right.
Are those the certificates that are used to identify websites? Am I right on that?
Yeah. SSL and TLS are the rules that apply when you are doing this secure communication.
And the significance of there being open source is that,
well, it's just that everybody contributes. You know, anybody globally can contribute to this, to developing this software.
Okay. Now, we're going to come back to hear what some of the consequences of that are and how it's affecting some companies that you may know very well. And maybe how do we protect ourselves from this kind of thing? And then Dave Sir, we're going to talk with him about Windows XP, which, put a hand over your heart, ceased to be supported officially this past week on April the 8th. And then talk about some of the great things that are happening with Windows 8.1 update as well. Back with that in just a moment.